Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is June 6, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. Gemini Go replaces Assistant. Majority of German firms use AI. Microsoft trains MAI on web data. New York pauses data centers. This episode is sponsored by Rocket Routine. Run your company with an AI operating system built for founders who want to move fast without losing control. Google is replacing Assistant Go with Gemini Go on low-end Android Go devices. The lighter app is available via the Google Search app on phones with at least 2 GB of RAM and for devices with limited storage. Users summon Gemini Go by holding the home button or, on supported phones, pressing the power button. It can place calls, send SMS, find local info such as commute times or restaurants with specified opening hours or an EV charging point, set alarms and calendar events, upload files, and play media. Google's documentation on Android Go stops at Android 13 Go Edition, though Android 15 Go Edition appears on some product pages. 54.4% of German companies now use artificial intelligence software, up from just under 41% a year earlier, according to Munich's IFO Institute. The survey finds faster adoption among large firms. More than two-thirds, 67.2%, report using AI, compared with just over 47% of medium-sized firms and 51.2% of small companies. Firms most often apply AI in administration, data analysis, programming, written correspondence and information search, and also in planning, controlling, and customer communication. Use in industry stands at 58.7%. IFO collects these findings from several thousand firms monthly.
Ad break.
Your company has a strategy, but does it actually reach your team every single day? Most founders spend more time managing the system than running the business. Rocket Routine OS connects goals to daily execution using AI operators that work while you focus on what matters. Less firefighting, more output. Join the waitlist at rocket-routine.com. Microsoft trained its new MAI models partly on unlabeled web data, despite earlier claims they were trained only on data of enterprise quality, clean and commercially licensed. A technical paper and researcher Simon Willison show Microsoft used the Common Crawl dataset. Microsoft frames its sourcing as a mix of publicly available and licensed human-created data and leans on fair use, noting websites can block crawlers with robots.txt. That shifts responsibility for protecting content to site operators, an analogy likening it to leaving a door unlocked. Fair use remains contested and is being decided in courts. Microsoft acts like other AI firms while presenting its training data as cleaner than it is. New York's legislature passed a one-year moratorium on new large data centers, the first statewide ban of its kind if Governor Kathy Hochul signs it. The law pauses projects with a peak demand of at least 20 megawatts and directs the state environmental agency to produce an impact report on electricity, water, land use, and pollution. It requires companies planning such centers to hold and fund a public hearing at least 3 months before approval. The pause has drawn industry pushback as potentially damaging to the state economy. The New York Independent System Operator is reviewing 24 proposals totaling over 9,000 megawatts. The governor will review the bill.
That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.